If we're going to give the shtar back to the malva, he'll come and take away the kuchet that was sold between Nisan and Tishrei, and really he has no right to get it. So Chura, why? Why are we afraid like this? But the Gemara, hosanami there also, leheder, let's return the shtar chayv to the malva. And what are we afraid about? Maybe the malva will take away the kuchet like it in, the chiyos lemitrup, when the malva comes and wants to collect away the property from the kuchet, namele, let the kuchet say back to the malva, I see Raya, you bring me a proof, Amos, not the shtar chayv liyodach. When exactly did you get the shtar chayv? When exactly did you make the maisavo? I don't trust the date in the shtar. Maybe it was written up way before the actual loan took place. So there we see, we're not afraid of it. We don't say that. Sakam by get, we do say it. So once I say it, it's a big difference. Amri, hocha gabi get isha over here by get isha. Osi, lakech betova. Here's lakech, the one that bought the peiros of the husband. If the isha ever comes and take it away from him, he'll come and complain. Why? Amri will say like this. Hai da hadrin ale rabban legita. You know why the Rabbanim gave her back a get? Like, we know the story. We know that get was lost, and the Rabbanim said to give the get back to you. But you know why the Rabbanim said to give it back to you? Mishum delay tagin. Because they don't want you to remain an igun. No, they want you to have a get to get remarried. V'taysif. Hash to the kash to mitra, but now that you want to come and collect lukukas, the parents back from me, but taysif v'taysi raya, amos, motigit liyodei. But I want you to bring me a proof, though, exactly when the get was really chal. In other words, even though it would be a suffix, if the get was really given by the date it says, or was given later, the Rabbanim would still say, give this get back to the Isha. Because we want the Isha to have a proof that she's Megareshes. It's Nageyata to remarry somebody. So therefore we understand why she got the get back. Even if the get was written too early, still the Rabbanim would say she could take the get. So therefore the Lekuches would ask her though, if you're going to come now take away the parents from us, I want you to prove it exactly when the get was chal. Mashenkein hocha gabi shtachov here by shtachov. That we wouldn't say that svara. Layosu lakech v'tavayil. The lakech now will not come and complain against the malva. How come you take my property right now? Because they'll say over there like this. Midahadru na le rabbonin l'shtachov. Since the rabbonin let the malva receive the shtar, as they know that shtachov was lost, and the rabbonin said, give it back to the malva. And so pshita l'mayhilka sahadru na le. Why do the Rabbanan say the Malva should get the shtar? Is Lemitra. The only purpose of holding on to a shtar is to be able to take away from a kuchay. If so, Shmamina, the Lakech would say, Shmamina, I hear from here clearly, that come Rabbanan the Milsei. The Rabbanan understand clearly what happened here with the shtar. Or Machmadidi, Moti Shtar Liyodei. And before I bought this property, for sure, that loan really took place. So therefore, by regular Baal Chayim, here the Lakuchay would not come and double check upon the Malva to ask him, when exactly did you lend the money? Because here the Lekuchel would say, listen, why did the Rabbanan give him back the shtar? The Rabbanan knows that a malva with the shtar uses it to collect from the Kuchay, from Shibudim. So therefore, if the Rabbanan gave it back to him, for sure the Rabbanan was summoned for the shtar as a good shtar. So that's why by a Baal Chayim, here the Rabbanan make up the corner just the opposite. Don't return the shtar, because they were afraid maybe the shtar has the date Nisan inside it, and that's when they wrote up the shtar, but they actually didn't lend the money until Tishrei. So really, you don't have a right to collect lekuchas until Tishrei, therefore you're not supposed to return such a shtar. Now, Mishnah says the same thing applies by Shechrur Yavodim. If you find the shtar Shechrur Yavodim in the street, so it says we don't return it, because we're afraid maybe the master decided not to give the get to his eved. Turn around, but I'm like this. Most the shtar Shechrur B'Shukah, somebody finds the shtar Shechrur in the street. So it depends. Bisman Sharav Moido, if the master admits that he wrote it for his eved, Yachta, give it back to the eved. Ain't the Rav Moido, Yachta, the master does not admit, don't give it back to the eved. Don't return to either one of them. The Gemara has a question about Bizman Sharav Moida. If the master admits that he wrote up the Shtar Shichur to his Eved, we give it to him, Mihu Yachzer Eved, Yamai, why? Nechash, why are we afraid? Shema Kos Lutla Benisim, maybe the master wrote up the Shtar in Nisim, he thought then he's going to free his Eved, but Lenosim Layat Tishrei. He only really freed him in Tishrei. So what's the problem? Let's be afraid, the also Abdul Bekon Nechosim and Nisim, Yat Tishrei. Maybe in between this time between Nisan and Tishrei, the Eved bought property. The Ozel Harav Vizavninu. And the Rav in between sold the property. Because really until Tishrei, he was his Eved. So whatever the Eved does belongs to the master. Therefore, the master has a right to sell the property. So he sold him at Saradin. But now, since the Shash Shichru says it was written in Nisan, or Mafugel Shichru, when this Eved receives the Shash Shichru, the cost of the Nisan that it says inside the Shtar, he's freed by Nisan, is sold the Katar of the Kukash like a din. Now the Eved can go back to these people that bought the property off the master and say, listen, you have no right to buy the property off the master, because here shows I was freed Nisan. So this property that I bought after Nisan is my own property. My master had no right to sell it. Says, so, how could you return the shtar? Why aren't we afraid the Yevon will collect the kukash like it in? So most of it depends. If Yodis is chus, we're never to go out free. She yot to v'denas rabbi l'cheris. Ukabai, according to Abai, she did hold the yomar. Eidah v'chsum zochen lei. That as soon as the Eidin signed in the shtar shikr, even before the master gave over the shtar to the Yevon, the shikr was really chal. Shafir, then it's very good. That's the story we had before, according to Abaya. That Eidah v'chsum zochen is something that's a chus. As soon as the Eidim sign in the shtar, we look as if the shtar is chal, as long as it will be given over later. So when the shtar shukr is given over later to the Eved, we look as if the Eved was really meshukr way before Nisan. Then we're not afraid to return the shtar, because the Eved takes it mitzad hadin. But the question is, Elo l'man diyama, chayv hu li'eved, she yaitzim d'agaz yad rabbi l'cheiris, it's something bad for the Eved to go out free, because the Eved is nichalei, busy lucy, is nichalei to live with a shivcha. He doesn't want to leave his shivcha, so he's nicha to remain an Eved, maik l'meima. Then we can say the Eidim right now are being mezaka for that Eved. It's a chayv for him. Since so, the Eved first becomes freed in Tishrei. If so, how could you return such a shtar that's written up in Nisan? He'll take away the kukash like a din. So Gemara says, and the Mar says here also that the Chiyos the Mitrif know if the Yevid would ever want to come and take back that property, I'm in life, for sure the Lakuchas would say, I see Raya, I want you ever to bring me a clear proof. When did the Shikha come to your hands? Because here also the same story I could get. The Rabbana knows that we want the Shtar Shikha to get to the Yevid because we want him to be freed. And that was Nushal, exactly when was it Chal? So the Lakuchas would know to make sure to find out from the Yevid, you have to prove it to me exactly when you became a Shikha. Therefore, we're not afraid that the Eved will take away the property, Shalika did. Then the Mishnah says, Dai Tiki Matzon. If you find the will, if you find the Shtar Matzon of the same thing, we don't return it because we're afraid maybe the person changed his mind. Tana Rabban, Ezel hi Dai Tiki, what's called the Dai Tiki, what's called the will? Dos Tehe Lemekim Belias. That means the person at the Shchimra, a person is about to die, and he says, I want this to be. Shemeis, if I die, Nechosim Lepleini. I want my Nechosim to be to him. The kid said, Dai Tiki, your will is a Matna Shchimra. The person means to say only, if I die, it goes to him. If I don't die, I want it back. Matona, what's a matona? Kosher kosher by mehayoyim liyachamisa. He says, I'm giving you the karka from mehayoyim. Just the peris I want to leave over to myself, left where I die, then you get the peris. Alma, what do we see? He kosher mehayoyim liyachamisa udekoni. Only because he says, today the goof of the karka belongs to you, but the peris after I die. V'loy lekoni, and if not, not. Akura, why not? Akura, if I give you the karka right now, for sure it's called a good matona. So what do you have to say? I give you the karka now and the peris first later. Rabbi and Bryce are trying to price like this. Okay, come to the price means to say. Ezehi matana matnas bori. What's called a present that a healthy person gives away? Sheikh matna shchimura. That has to do look something like a present that a dying person gives away. Lekoni el yachamisa. And there's a matna shchimura. If a dying person gives away a present, you only really get the present after he dies. Because if the guy gets well, we say he never meant to give you the present, he wants it back. So what type of a present from a healthy person is like that? That you only get it after he dies? That's this case. I'm giving you the Ika Kraka, I'm giving you a present right now. But the payrus, the right to use it, I'm leaving over to myself, and that you don't even get the Yachamisa. Samara says, Taimah, why does our Mishnah say don't return a Daitiki or a Matona to Leomatsnu? Because the owner doesn't say to give it. So we're afraid maybe he wrote it, but he changed his mind not to give it. We're afraid he didn't mean to give it. But if the owner would say, go ahead and give it, and then nice, then we would give it. Or in the middle, I have a question. It says, Motza died kois. Somebody finds a star of a daitiki, a will. Or else, apet kuyois, you find a star of a napoitiki that says, like, napoitiki means that somebody made his thought a napoitiki to the malva. That's a milva about here, and I said clearly, if I don't have money to pay you back, you can take away my karka. Or matonis, or the star matonis. So it says, apo pishish neemoidim, even though both. The Nisan and the Makabal admit that the Shtar was written up for them, still Loyachter. Lelezeh, we don't return to either one of them. So it's not like our Mishnah, our Mishnah is Mashmir, Shtar Matan, you don't return, because we're afraid maybe they didn't mean to give it. But Mashmir Bizman, the Baal says, I wanted to give it to him, then we do give it. And here it's Mashmir, even though both might, still we don't return it. So Rababa, Barmamel, like Kasha said, there's no stereo. I say it like this. Ho the Bori, ho Bishkimura. The difference between the Matanis of a Bori, healthy person, and Obishkimura, a person that's sick. So therefore, that's a good star. Must like this. Masnao Mishnah Diktoni. Ho Matsunao Mishnah Mashma, when the owner says, yes, give the star, nice, then we give it. That's by Shchimura. That's the person who was dying. Why? Devar mahadru. Because there a person is dying. If he wants to retract, he has the right to retract. Termina we say, Maikulameima. What's those shas? What are we afraid about? What we should be afraid about is like this. Maybe first.
All right, to turn over. Again, so the Gemara says, like, Maikulameima. What should be the shas? What should we be afraid about? Again, you found the shtar matona that the Shchivmeber wrote. So Zoe was saying now, in the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is mashma, that we don't return it because maybe they didn't need to give it. But if he says tenu, then we do return the shtar. So Mara says, what are we afraid about? That dil nekosfei mikor lahai. You have to be afraid, maybe first the Shchimera wanted to give this present, let's say, to Reuven. V'yimlech, and then he changed his mind not to give it to Reuven. For lo yoivin alei, they didn't want to give it to him. For hoda kosfei, and then so he wrote a second shtar, li'ina shachrini. So now the Shchimera decided he wanted to give it away to somebody else better. He wanted to write the shtar to give it to Shimon. V'yoivin alei, and the Shimon attacker wrote the shtar, and he gave him the shtar matana. Now hashto leiv, the Shchimera feels bad what he did. V'hashto kohoda bei. Now he wants to change his mind and take it away from Shimon. And he wants to go ahead and give it back to the first one. That's what he wants to do. Now the Shimra has charati, he feels bad that he gave it to Shimon. So it's like this.
If we're talking about that the Shimra gave the present to Shimon with the matnas bori, with a regular maton, he didn't use the lashon of a shchimera. He meant really to be mezakrit to the bori. If so, matnas bori yoivlei is so less leip seder. And I'll tell you, the second one, Shimon cannot lose out here. He has the right to really keep the karka because he received it at the teres matnas bori, so he can't retract anymore. Techinofek tati. Because even, let's say, the first one we use ishtar, and the second one we use ishtar, bas raitza zochi, the second one is zoicha, to ahod be mikamaisa, because we see clearly it means to retract from the first one.
Another one, like the first matona, was a matna shchimera, and now the second one is a matna's bori. So the second bori, the second matona gives, that was later, so we see clearly he meant to retract from the first matona. Therefore, of course, the second one will keep it, so we don't have to be afraid of anything.
Now it says, but what about Ibn Matna Shchimera? Let's say he gave the second one the present, also Teres Matna Shchimera. So now, Yoivin Alei, he gave it him, less Bav Seder. He has no loss either. To Vasreis the Zocha, the Kohoda Bei Mikamaisa, because he was Chazer from the first one. So therefore again, there'll be no loss.
In other words, if he gave the second one the present, also the Matna Shchimera, and now, like right before his dying, he's telling us that he wants to give the shtar back to the first one. So it's also called again a chazor. In such a case now, the first one would be able to keep the matana. That's Mikra Adin.
Because the shchimera has a right to retract. So therefore, like the last words he says counts. So therefore, nothing's been done shalok adin. Therefore, we give back the shtar. But now, bebraisa, naki katoni bebraisa. Yeah. Naki katana b'raisa. When do we learn the b'raisa? That afa pisha shnei moedim layach. So even though they both admit we don't return it. Lo lezeh. I say that song about the bori with a healthy person. If so, the lav ba mehedhu. He has no right to retract. If so, here we're afraid. That what? That if the bori, the healthy person, says return this shtar, matana that I wanted to give, we don't return it. The yarmina we say like this. Dil makos valhai mikor. True. First he wrote the shtar at the beginning to give it to Reuven. He wanted to give the present to Reuven. But the Yimlach, then he changed his mind. For Lo Yovelin, he didn't want to give it to Reuven anymore. And he didn't give him the shtar either. For Hodak Kosvelin and Shachrini. Instead he wrote up a second shtar to give to Shimon. The Yovelin, and he gave that shtar to Shimon. So it comes out Shimon really is kind of the Matana. But Hashto Kohodabe, Meyahu, the Yovelin. But now the Nisan has Charot that feels bad that he gave the present to Shimon and he wants to retract.
The sovereign, he thinks to himself, really I can't retract. Like I know since I gave the shtar matana to Shimon, Shimon really is kind of this field right now. Therefore the person thinks to himself, like, let me tell Bezdin, that really I wanted to give the present to the first one. And this is the shtar that was lost. So the nice thing says, listen, give the shtar back to this first person. Give it back to him, ksava. Give him back this ksav, this shtar. That even if the second one, Shimon, comes later with the shtar that I gave it him from Matano, but the first one will keep it. Because he has the shtar kodim.
So we're afraid like this Nisim will make up with the first one that they'll keep the Matan away from Shimon. So therefore, Bezdin rather El Amrinile. Therefore, Bezdin now says back to this Nisim, Anan os Bezdin haik sovolo yevinile. We will not return this Ksal Vishta Matan to the person that you say we should give it to. To the first person, Lahai. Because we're afraid, Dilma maybe, Michtav Kasafta Mihoz. True, you wrote up the shtar to give it him, but lo yovin alei, but you did not give it him. But instead, we have to lean a shachrin, we have to be afraid maybe you wrote up a shtar to give the shtar matana to Shimon. And you gave it to Shimon, for kohadarta be, and now you're having, you're retracting, you feel bad you gave it to Shimon. So therefore we're afraid, and therefore we don't return the shtar. And we tell you like this, listen. If it's really true what you're saying, that you did not give this present to anybody else, you only gave it to this first person, you wanted to keep it, for kaboy is the taste for lahai, and you want this first person to be able to keep this present, you know what you can do then? Go write him right now another shtar matana. Write him up a shtar matana now. And give it to him. So now there's no problem, and this will be the saradin also. Because what should be? Because if it's really true, the Yoivis Lincha Achrino, because if you really wrote the shtar to Shimon first, before the second shtar now, then less like Seder, then Shimon won't lose out. The Kodem Zochi, because Shimon's shtar was written before the shtar, like we're first writing up a new shtar with today's date, so therefore we have nothing to lose. If you do not give it to anybody else, so very good, this shtar you're writing up right now helps. But what are we afraid about? Maybe you really gave away your shtar matana to Shimon, and Shimon really has the right to keep it. Say Nechnami, if so, then Shimon will keep it. Because when Shimon brings out his shtar was written before. So the kids, that's the test between the Mishnah and the Braisa. One's with the Shchimura, one's with the Matnas Bari. The Maria still, Maskeblor Razvid, this still asks the question though. Maskeblor Razvid, for Edi v'Edi Daidekoi is Kotoni. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa, both Mashmah are talking about a will, a Daideki, which is a Matonis, a Matna Shchimura. So how could you answer me, one's talking about a Matna Shchimura, and one's talking about a Matnas Bari? That the Bryce that's mashma, we don't return the Zafka to the Matnas Bari. No, the Bryce is also talking about the shtar from a shchimera, a day to kois. That's a will. Elo therefore Amar Rav Zvid goes. It answers like this: Hovah b'shchimera. Both our Mishnah, both the Bryce is talking about that the noisin, the matana was a shchimera, was a person that's about to die. For lekash is still there's no stira. Hovah v'hovah b'bray. One is talking about the Shchimura himself, is telling Bezdin to return the Shtar to the first one, then we listen to him. And Masnisin, Vavabrei, and the Braisa that says, no, we don't return it, is talking about that Shchimura already died, and it's his son that's telling to return the Shtar. They were afraid. So it's like this. Masnisin, now a Mishnah that's Mashma, Udoko Omar Tanu, Noisnin, that if he says, yes, give the Shtar, we give it back, Bididei Diba. We're talking about Bididei. The Bar Mehederu, we're talking about the Shchimura himself is still alive, and he has the right to retract. So therefore we listen to him, there's nothing wrong. The Amrinu is like this, even though before this, the Shchimura really gave the Shtar to Shimon, he gave it to him from Matana, less life Seder still does not really call the Ikra Din a loss, if we take it away from Shimon and give it back to the first person. The Kamal Basra, Basra Zochi, because even the Shchimura gave it to one person, and then he has a right to give it to a second one, because the Shchimura has a right to be Chayza, to retract. So Ahoda Bei Mikama, he's retracting from the first one. So therefore, if it's the Shchimura that gave the Matonis, we have no problem, we're allowed to listen to him. Whatever he says last to do, we have a right to listen to him. Because what was done before that, he has a right to retract. Now, Ki Kotoni Bebraisa, where is it, when is the Braisa talking about this Mashma, that we don't return the Shtar? Because we're afraid maybe he's being chayzer and he can't be chayzer. After the Braisa says, after Pisha Shnei Moed, even though both, the Noisin and the Makaba both agree that the Shtar Matana was good, still they ask them, don't return it. Le'lezeh le'lezeh. It's talking about Bibrei, that the Shchimura died and we have a son over here. The Aminu we say like this, that Duma were afraid that maybe Kosav Avu Olahai. True, first your father wanted to give the Shtar Matana to this person, to Reuven. But the Amlech, we're afraid maybe your father later changed his mind. For Lo Yovin Alei, and he never really gave him the Shtar. Or Bosa Ravua, Kosav Ihu, Liyin Shachrina. And after your father died, you, the Yorshim, you wrote up a good Shtar, a Shtar Matana now, to Shimon. The Yovin, and you gave him the Shtar. So really, Shimon has this field. But Vashta Kohodebe, but now you children, you feel bad what you did. And Mehu, you want to take it away from Shimon, and you really want to take it back. If so, you think like yourself like this. Savar, Neher Delei Mitzinu Adanabi. Really, I have no right to retract. We're not Shimura. We were Yorshim, and we gave away a present. It's a good Matana. So really, you have no right to retract to get the Matana back from Shimon. Is Ema, therefore, you think the kids think to themselves, let's have this. Emelu, let me tell Bezdin, Diaba Yovelei Lahai, that our father gave this present to the first one, Reuven. V'nosnu leik sovi, and Itaka gave over his star. V'neza v'nafak minei, if the who zochi, v'naflak badei, so we're afraid like the children are going to make up with this first Reuven and say, listen, even though you don't have a right to really keep the star, to keep the matana, but we'll make up and we'll tell Bezdin that really the star was really given to you from our father, and therefore you have a right to be zecher in it first, and that we gave it away to Shimon we have no right to, so therefore you get a mitzvah adin, and once you get it, I'll share it with you. That's what we're afraid about. Therefore, Bezdin says to the children, Anan haiksa.